Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to Is It Normal, the pregnancy podcast with me, Jessie Ware. I am now 8 months into having a baby. However, the person that has been in your ears for this whole pregnancy journey, if you have been listening to Is It Normal, is our midwife friend, Isabel Boughton. And we are so thrilled to congratulate you. You are very, very pregnant. In fact, you are ready to drop anytime soon, am I right?
Yeah, well, nearly. I'm in my 37th week, so definitely term, but kind of preparing myself to be waiting for a few weeks, just trying not to be impatient.
Oh, Izzy, I just, honestly, I'm so thrilled for you. It must be really fun. I don't know whether, it'd be kind of weird if you were listening to the podcast while you were pregnant, seeing as you were the person giving yourself advice, but how has pregnancy been for you? Seeing as you're always the person that is giving the advice, reassuring, how has it felt on the other side?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a real eye-opener because, yeah, you're kind of in these two brains. You're in the midwife brain and you're in the I've never been pregnant before brain. And it's been, yeah, really interesting and definitely, I would say, probably just a lot more like anyone who's pregnant, to be honest, like surprisingly. I mean, in the first trimester, I was having all those same worries that everyone has. I had like a bit of spotting, and rather than, you know, following the advice that I always give other people, I called my midwife like in tears, like, I'm bleeding. So it's hilarious because it's like she then gave me the advice that I've probably given other women countless times. So yeah, it's been like a real eye opener. And although I don't think you have to be like to have had a child to be a good midwife at all, but it's definitely changed something, I think, in the way I view kind of pregnancy. And yeah, it's just nothing like it, really, being on the other side.
So come on, let's list a few of your Is It Normals that you were potentially Googling or calling your midwife about.
So, I mean, I got dreadful constipation.
Oh, welcome to the club, baby.
Yeah. So I remember just, yeah, doing all the normal remedies and calling my GP and being like, what's next? Like, and he's like, what do you want me to tell you? I was like, I don't know, just give me some more laxatives or something. I've been really lucky. I've had a pretty plain sailing time. I got a bit of pelvic girdle pain, and was referred to the physio at my hospital and did these kind of physio classes, which were fantastic and kind of kept it under control. And yeah, I think because whilst I was working, just it was really hard to do all the things that I like recommend that you do when you're pregnant. Yeah, or yeah, that we all know we should be doing. But now I'm on maternity leave, it's like, okay, and now I'll do some colostrum harvesting every day and do my perineal massage and eat loads of dates and drink loads of raspberry leaf tea.
Like, are you doing all of that?
I'm like cramming it all in at the end. Yeah, I think just for my own sanity, it feels like,
yeah,
you're kind of preparing, by preparing physically or preparing mentally in a way, I guess.
How was it being a midwife whilst pregnant and being in, you know, the labour part? Did that change things for you? Were you almost like, don't want to see how this goes? Or did it kind of get you excited for the main event?
Yeah, it was really interesting. It was actually, I think I was just really fortunate in that, I mean, I work in a team that we do home births, so it's not an exclusively home birth team. We also look after women in hospital, but I was just really fortunate. I mean, maybe, you know, there was some just luck there, or someone was like watching over me, that I got to be at some really lovely births throughout my pregnancy. And it was like all the positive kind of reassurance and affirmation I needed, basically, of like, oh yeah, this is, you know, this is what birth is, and it's, things are going to plan, and just having that trust in what's happening in the process. And I felt as well, kind of once I became visibly pregnant, I have like a caseload of women, and so we get to know each other quite well, and that was really special as well, because they were like excited for me and I was excited for them, so it was obviously quite a nice, that was a bit of a change as well, of them seeing that I was pregnant and knowing that I was like really feeling things that they were. But yeah, I would say it's quite hard being a midwife pregnant, like physically, yeah, when you get towards, yeah, the end.
Strenuous, right?
Yeah, yeah. So that's something that I really admire. I mean, some of my colleagues, they work right up until the due date doing kind of shifts and night shifts and things. And I luckily was able to kind of finish a bit earlier because of holiday. But it's given me a totally new, yeah, perspective on my colleagues that are doing that kind of right up until the end of their pregnancy.
And how are you feeling about giving birth?
I feel pretty excited. I think because I've seen other people go through it so many times.
Oh, yes.
And it's just, yeah, these kind of sensations and feelings that I'm just desperate to feel myself. And I know that I'm not under any illusion it's going to be easy. But, yeah, I think I feel really intrigued about it all. And yeah, I feel pretty good about it. I think actually it's the after bit that's a bit more like unknown to me, because midwives, we kind of see families up to a maximum of like 4 weeks after birth.
Yeah.
And so I think it's figuring all those things out, like the sleep and the feeding and everything, that I'm like, okay, that's something I've not been, you know, I go and support people, but you're not there like all the time. As a midwife, and families, you know, parents are figuring those things out for themselves.
Do you mind me asking, what birth are you planning on having?
So I'm actually planning a home birth. I kind of knew quite early on that that's what I wanted. And really, kind of one of the main perks of being a midwife is you get to, you know, choose your midwives. So I've got two of my friends looking after me, and that's kind of been a real big just reassurance, knowing that the people coming, yeah, to me are people that I trust so much, kind of professionally, and like, you know, as friends as well. So yeah, planning a home birth. My birth pool arrived yesterday and that's the kind of plan A. I think my boyfriend is, yeah, he's like really like psyched about it. He's like, thinks it's this like party. He's like, right, so I'm like, what's your role? And he's like, to get the drinks and snacks ready. I'm like, this I'm like, okay, and also supporting me, like so yeah, we're kind of planning to do that. And we did actually do antenatal classes, because I really wanted him to get that kind of information, maybe from someone else other than me, and us to still feel like we're making some decisions together. Although I do think that he definitely does just let me kind of make the majority of decisions. So yeah, that's the plan A. But I also feel that I feel quite comfortable in, if there's a need, if there's like a medical need for me to be in hospital, I don't feel scared about that.
Yeah.
It's obviously a familiar environment to me, which is different for most people who don't spend lots of time in hospitals. Like going into hospital in labour for lots of people is like, oh my goodness, bright lights and unfamiliar environment and smells and people. But for, yeah, me, it will be quite a familiar environment if I do need, yes, to go in. So in my head, that reassures me that if there's like a need for me or baby to be in the hospital, that it won't mean that everything's kind of totally out of, and I, you know, I would also say that for someone that isn't a midwife, that, you know, if you do need to go into hospital for like a medical need, when you're planning a home birth, that that you're, you know, it doesn't mean that, as we've talked about before, that your birth plan kind of goes out the window. So yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I wanted to know if you've bought into all the paraphernalia. Like, you know, have you bought lots of the pregnancy stuff, whether that's the, you know, sleeping pillow. I think you're on a ball as we speak.
Yeah.
Bouncing.
The things that I was like straight away, like got a ball, knew that that was something. And obviously it's not a major cost. Definitely like halfway through, the sleeping pillow was brought home to me very kindly by my boyfriend one day as a little like pick me up surprise. And I think there are set.
Who said romance was there?
Yeah, I know. The pregnancy pillow really, you know, cemented that he was, you know, supporting me in the way I felt like he should be. Actually, one of the like things that I really thought, I'm not going to use that, how ridiculous, is the Epino. So basically it came about because I started doing the perineal massage and I hated it. I was like,
yeah, it's not fun.
I can't do this. It's like physically, like I had like like actual stress just doing it, thinking, how is my body going to push a baby out when I can't even massage my own perineum? And I had to kind of have a talk to myself and be like, this is, you know, totally different. This is like an artificial thing. In labour, you're going to have hormones, you're going to have your baby stretching, everything, not you sticking your thumb in. And I just thought, you know what, I'm going to try this Epino. My friend had used one and I'm having a much better time with it. And I am not a brand ambassador for the Epino.
Babe, I'm telling you, this sounds a bit gross, but I've lent it to two of my best mates and they've had a wicked time. Obviously sterilized and all that. I could have given it to you, babe.
Well, I got mine off a friend as well. And it, you know, it says on the packet, don't share, but we know that it's fine to just,
it's too expensive not to share.
It's my friend. I can give it a clean, like, and I have had a much better time with it. And I've been doing kind of listening to my positive birth company relaxation kind of recordings whilst doing my Epino.
Oh, babe, you are prepping like a pro.
And it's really, yeah, it really changed my mind about things. Just being like, I was like, it's a device, like, I don't need this. And then I got pregnant and was like, actually, I do want someone else to, like, you know, something else to do this for me. I mean, I was trying all sorts of things to try and make it work. My boyfriend was like, maybe if we listen to some Norah Jones whilst we... I was like, okay, maybe Norah Jones will help.
What's on your playlist, actually? Oh my, is Norah Jones on your playlist?
Actually, I started my playlist yesterday and she isn't on there yet, but I've got an upbeat one, like a bit more like of a, what, a one that's like more lyrics in the songs, like songs that I like. And then there's one which is a bit more like melodic and calm. And
I love you, Izzy, because I've known you for a good while now and you are probably one of the most meticulous, most organised people. So I like that hasn't been thrown out the window during pregnancy. It's only just been heightened that she has her up-tempo. Also, we did used to go clubbing together a lot. So you do understand about tempos and atmospheres and energy. So there we go. That is so brilliant. So you mentioned positive birth company there. Have you done the hypnobirthing course?
Yeah, I did buy the kind of digital pack. Because again, I was like, I'm going into this as a woman who's pregnant. Obviously, all my midwife knowledge is there, but I kind of want to. I've not done like a hypnobirthing training course before. Some midwives do. And it's something I've always wanted to do, but just haven't got around to it. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to kind of see what this is all about from like the other side. And so I've been doing it. I mean, definitely a lot of the things, I think a lot of the practices I've picked up in my kind of approach to midwifery anyway. So obviously a lot of the educational stuff around birth and understanding the hormones were things that I already knew. But I think it's just seeing it from that other perspective of like, okay, but I'm going through this now, and just because I know what is going to happen physically, it doesn't necessarily mean I don't have like emotions about that. And I think it was really kind of thinking about the things, okay, well, do I have any fear about certain things? Like, what are the things I'm worried about as a woman having a baby, not as a midwife? So it's, it's been really good to kind of explore that. And Siobhan Miller has a lovely voice to listen to as well.
She does. And also, she's pregnant with her fourth.
I just saw that, actually. Amazing.
Yeah. I'm not going to get any ideas, though. I think I am done with three, and I'm very lucky and very happy. You've got carpal tunnel, so how are you helping it? Or is it just...
It started a couple of weeks ago. I'm just over 37 weeks now. I'd say I've probably been having it for like a couple of weeks now. And it was really bizarre. It just happened. One day I woke up, my hands were completely numb. It's much worse at night. I wake up frequently in the night with these like numb hands, or as I call them, hams, because it literally just feels like these like swollen entities that are like nothing to do with my body, even though they don't look swollen. So I know that it's all happening internally, and it's the kind of compression of the nerves. But to be honest, I'm getting to the point, I've read a lot about what to do, and like sometimes ice helps, but you don't really get up in the night to grab an ice pack. So I've basically just been trying to keep my hands in a neutral position when I sleep, because I'm quite used to like putting my hands up around my face when I'm sleeping. So I'm just trying to keep them neutral, and then sometimes running my wrists under like a cold tap helps. And I know the next step is getting splints and things, and I was kind of like, oh, can I just like see this out to the end of pregnancy? But I know it's not like a immediate improvement for everyone, especially because you're breastfeeding and things. So maybe I'm at a point now where I do need to go and speak to the physio or someone about it. It's one of those things where it is just very distracting. Today is the first day where it's been bordering on painful. Other days it's more an annoyance.
I think it's that thing where it feels so detached from what's going on in your body. You know, it's not near your fan, it's not your tummy, it's not your back, it's your hands that feel the furthest point away from where the action's happening. So it must be so irritating.
Yeah, it
and
is.
Painful.
It is.
Well, I reckon you've just answered your own advice, and you should go and speak to your physio.
Yeah.
Izzy, I just want to thank you, because you were a reassuring, amazing voice for so many of our listeners, that our community that is growing and growing, and they've listened to you every week and felt reassured and hopefully empowered. And so I just want to thank you, and I just wish you all the best with your birth. And thank you so, so much for doing this podcast with us. And we are just so, so excited for you, and can't wait to meet the little one.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a real joy. And I have actually been listening to lots of the episodes in my pregnancy.
Have you?
Yeah. I listened to the breastfeeding one yesterday with Catherine Stagg, and it was fantastic. And it's been such a fantastic thing to be a part of. So thank you.
Can't wait to see baby Borton.
Thank you.
Well, off she pops. Izzy Borton, our midwife, your midwife, that's been in your ears, is about to go and have a baby and has been listening to her own advice. It's such a pleasure to have had her on. And yeah, we're just very, very excited. Thank you also to everybody who's been sending us their baby news. Lots of you have popped now, and we have been getting the most beautiful photos and stories from you guys. And we love to see it. It is so special. We put them up on Instagram if the parents want us to. But if you don't want to and you just want to send us your news, we just want to hear about how it all went for you. And we couldn't be more thrilled that we are part of your journey on this pregnancy. So thank you so much for listening. Good luck to everybody who is in the final stretch. And our Instagram, if you want to follow us for any extra additional information or to see the other babies that have been born, it's Is It Normal Podcast. And if you want to email us your news, it's hello@isitnormalpodcast.com. We also have had so much feedback from the podcast, and we absolutely love it and appreciate it. It has spurred us on to do many more episodes of things that feel really important to you as pregnant people that potentially we haven't covered. You know, it's such a huge, huge range of symptoms and concerns and issues. And we love hearing from you so we can keep on growing this community, keep giving people as much information as possible. Sending you lots of love. Thank you for listening, and we'll speak to you soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.